Well, we've seen a lot of Anastasia Palaszczuk and the chief health officer in the last couple of days. David Christofoli, the leader of the opposition, mate, what have you been up to while all these press conferences and stuff have been going on?
Trying to get answers as to how the stuff up occurred, and probably more importantly, trying to fix the issues that we face with now. So one is getting those clinics testing working. The lineups that we saw yesterday in Townsville, just completely and utterly unacceptable. It's got to be fixed. The other thing I want is, for those of your listeners in small and family business, I want to know that the government's heard our concerns and gets a package to support them. You can't ask one sector of the community to do all the heavy lifting and not be able to look after them and their staff. You've got people today who will be making decisions whether or not they have to throw away a heap of food and burn a heap of money they can't afford. And you've got young people who will be missing out on a shift, potentially, that they need to pay their rent. And, mate, I've heard nothing about that at all. So we've been banging the drum to try and get some solutions to what's been an absolute unmitigated stuff up from the government.
David, I'm actually really sick of people using this opportunity for political gain. I don't give a rat's ass about who said what. I don't give a rat's ass about what side of the party you're on. I give a rat's ass about our city being safe. So what are you actually doing to make that happen?
We're asking questions as to how the stuff up occurred to make sure it doesn't happen again, and try and make sure that people who want to get tested get tested. That's what good, effective opposition looks like. And I said to you also about the business support. That matters to people, and that matters to casual staff who work there. So, you know, I'm doing what an opposition should do, and that is exactly what you say. I don't want to play the politics in it. I want to get to the bottom of why it occurred so it doesn't occur again. And in the meantime, I want to know that we can fix the issues that we're seeing, because no one should have to wait 7 hours to get tested without being able to go to the bathroom, and no one should have to dread the thought of having to be able to have to hand the keys back to a business they've worked their tail off all their life. That, to me, is what people deserve, and that's what they're going to get.
Yeah, in this day and age, David, people should not have to wee in a bottle in their car like Crystal almost had to.
I don't need to know this. No, look, I say in jest, but it's look, some of the stories I heard from mates of mine who you know, including people who were concerned because they had some symptoms, and to stay in line for a couple of hours and be told, no, look, don't worry about getting tested, that's just an unmitigated failure. And Crystal, you're right, people don't want politicians being politicians and being petty. And they won't get that from me, but I'm not going to sit in a corner and say, okay, well, because we're in a crisis, I'm not going to go into bat for people that matter. That's the balance that has to be found, and that's what I'm going to do.